To what degree do you value tradition? How much is it deliberately valuing it or breaking away from it?
I think I am quite, in personally, I'm quite a traditionalist simply because I appreciate the beauty of the purity of whatever, be it culture, be it tradition, be it lifestyle, be it values, human values, and as well as art. It's because of the belief of such kind of the purity of the art form itself. Hence, I can see myself challenging it when I wish to, without understanding the art form itself and respecting the tradition. I'm just challenging it on the surface value. I'm not sure whether you understand what I'm saying.
No, maybe you can
No.
elaborate a bit more. Are you
Okay.
saying that because you're not looking at investigating it in depth, so therefore you are exploring it on a more superficial level?
On the other, no. Okay, in short, I need I appreciate, I enjoy, and I like the purity of traditions, the cultures of values. And for me to break away from that, you need to get in before you come out. So by appreciating it and delving deeper into it, only will I find my own reason why I want to break away from it. So,
But how do you appreciate it? In what ways do you appreciate it? By reading about it, by actually learning
by in
the
by
traditional
by by
form?
immersing into it, in totality, in this way, for example. Say, in terms of just giving an example, like for this piece of work, free. I hope I'm not jumping if I just answer anything about free.
It's okay.
Yeah. Besides researching on different philosophers' take, for example, like existentialism by Jean-Paul Sartre, about human actions and what are the processes of his thoughts. That is just based on how his take as a philosopher, as a Western philosopher, maybe is French, on how he perceives society then and during his time. That's my understanding of him as a philosopher. And then what is free to me maybe, and hence I start to rearrange things in my house. I start to work in a different way at home, even along the road, when I'm walking, when I'm doing things, sometimes being irresponsible, sometimes being absurd, sometimes being a bit crazy, if you may say, so that you challenge your own personal notion of what is free to myself, which is not a norm to me as a person for the past 44 years now. And then consciously and subconsciously being aware of my own researches as well as my own action, I take down the notes. And then I self-question again. So, if I would come back to the question of do I respect what tradition is, to me, my body, my action is also a tradition of 44 years. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So I go inward first. And same thing, you know, if you would say that, do I enjoy like opera, or do I enjoy a full-length classical work? Yes, I do. But frankly, for me to sit through a full piece of work, I may fall asleep now. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that by understanding it better, I can I can challenge it more in different ways. Yeah.
I guess what I'm getting at is, how do you value something?
Yeah.
By taking part in it,
yeah.
By reading about it.
Yeah.
So for example, what you're saying about it, opera.
Correct.
So to know it, to value it,
yeah.
You would study it?
Yes.
You would act as a practitioner?
Yes.
Or as a researcher?
Yes, I think I will. I think I will. Like, for example, say, Turandot. I'm a totally outsider in terms of the real Western classical opera. It took me 1 year to prepare my choreography. The contract was agreed like 1 year in advance, but it took me a full year. I was there for only like 1.5 to 2 months, and I have to finish a piece of full-length opera in 2 months. It's quite a short time, knowing that every sectors of the opera house work with different timing, you know, but within that full year itself, you know, is how you read about Puccini and what kind of a mindset he has when he wrote Turandot, and to really appreciate where he's coming from before you do your own interpretation and you work with the director.